This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today we talk about the YMCA of Douglas County and the Healthy Living Director, Mickey Parcheter. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Kyle.
So I guess it's the front end here. How long have you been in this role?
Not quite 3 months yet. Still feel pretty new.
And yet, here you are on the radio to explain what's going on. So they must have confidence you know what you're doing. When you say Healthy Living Director, when I think about the YMCA and all the things that it's known for, I mean, all of it ties to healthy living. So I'm curious, with everything going on at the Y, what areas kind of encompass what you do in the healthy living department?
Oh, absolutely. The Y is about healthy living in every department. My role is to oversee all of the rooms where fitness take place. So there are three studios, Studio A, Studio B, Studio C. And in those rooms are where our classes are held, bike classes, Zumba, yoga, fitness of all kinds. I'm also responsible for overseeing our functional fitness room, our cardio room, and our weight room, and bringing new programs into those spaces. And I'm also responsible for the play gym.
Wow. So there's quite a bit to do. Sounds like you've probably got a pretty busy day.
Yeah. Generally speaking, by the time afternoon rolls around, someone asks me, how was the morning? And I think, what happened this morning?
Yeah. And with the Y as well, you've got people coming and going all day long, which probably keeps it pretty interesting.
Always. Yeah. My office is actually technically in the cardio room. So and the wall doesn't go to the ceiling. So I'm hearing conversations. People are popping in, asking me questions. I'm running around finding out what needs doing. And it's busy, but it's my kind of busy. It's wonderful.
And do you feel like a lot of people, as we have gotten through the last 2 to 3 years, are now getting back into staying healthy or staying more fit again?
Oh, absolutely. There is a definite sense of expansion. People are wanting to come back in, connect, be active with other people around them. And we're seeing our membership grow. We're seeing new faces, and it's delightful.
Now, talk about, we're going to go through a number of different programs here. Talk about this play gym for kids.
Oh, play gym is wonderful, and it makes me wish my children were not grown and gone. It is a giant indoor playground. The gym space that we share, that's Parkview Skating for part of the time and our big courts part of the time, that entire space is filled with bounce houses and tumble tracks and scooters and little basketball hoops, and kids ages 0 to 9 come in every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 to 11 a.m. with parental supervision or guardian supervision, and they just get to go crazy in it. It's free to our members, and other kids of the community are welcome at the price of $5 a child.
And what's the age range?
0 to 9.
So that can get probably pretty busy there at times.
Oh, it's wonderful. I like to look at it from above, from the windows, when I can see all of the activity that's happening with a little bit of sound dampening between me and it.
So talk about why that's important for kids to be able to have that kind of activity.
Oh, it's important for kids. It's also important for adults. Social health is key. And I watch these groups move around. The kids are playing with each other. They're running. They're jumping. They're moving their bodies, but they're also connecting with other people, and the parents are very clearly also connecting with other parents.
Now, is the play gym concept, has that been around for a long time?
Yeah, actually, I asked, why is this in the healthy living department? It seems like a bit of an outlier. And I know you had our new CEO, Stephen Stanfield, in not too long ago.
Right.
And when I asked him, he said, oh, well, actually, that's because I created it. So Stephen was the one who came up with the idea, and it took off like a house of fire, and it just stayed in, and that was while he was in the role of healthy living director. So I don't know what year, but it would have been some sometime between 2014, 2018.
Because I know historically, way back, not that I'm old, that was the skating center at the hours that it was open, and otherwise it just kind of sat there.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the Y did utilize it some, but it's definitely a space that has been grown into, and yeah.
So obviously a good opportunity there, and that's 5 days a week?
That's Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay, so twice a week, so people have got to plan that out schedule-wise, and for parents or guardians that are home with kids and stuff, it's probably a good break.
Absolutely. And you can find this information on the website if you find yourself looking back and going, wait, what time? It's 9 to 11 a.m. Tuesday, Thursday. But it's the YMCA of DouglasCounty.org.
Now, talk about the annual event you have, Healthy Kids Day, and all the things that are part of that.
Healthy Kids Day is actually a YMCA, global YMCA event. It takes place at the end of April every year. And this is my event to run. So if you're listening to me, if you're within the sound of my voice and you feel as though you should be present at Healthy Kids Day, please feel free to reach out to me at the Y. I have a lot of people already rolling, but I'm looking for more. It's the whole, again, same space, the whole gym will be full of people who are coming include, but are not limited to, Lego robotics and UV arts. And there's going to be bike clubs that will bring, you know, be out in the parking lot and helping kids with bike stuff. It's also going to be Water Safety Day this year. We're going to go ahead and combine that event with Healthy Kids Day so we can get as many free life jackets to as many kids as possible. You're also welcome to come bring a suit, have your child evaluated in the pool so you know what level of swim lessons they need to sign up for. And yes, there will also be the bounce houses. So there will be physical activity, there will be arts and crafts, there will be games, there will be all kinds of interaction.
Now, with all of this and the recent data, well, not even just recent data, but going back a ways, a lot of kids really aren't healthy.
It's true. It's true. Our world is not actually set up to support health and wellness the way we would like it to be. You know, we sit too much, and including kids. We sit too much. We look at screens too much. We don't interact with the world enough. So, yeah, and this is exactly why Healthy Kids Day, what we're trying to do. There will be nutrition information. There will be, you know, activities and information about how to sign up for programs at the Y as well, in case if you're not sure what it is you need to do at the Y or what is available for your kids to do at the Y, you can come on in and sign up for that.
And for a number of years, Water Safety Day has been a big component because so many people in the Umpqua Valley like to get out on the water, but the idea seems like isn't always done safely.
Absolutely. That is exactly why Water Safety Day is so important. We have so much water around us. And I believe I saw a brochure where it was the world is, I don't know, 71% water and your children are 100% curious. And I thought that was a really smart way to put it. Yeah. You know, so we want our kids to have fun. We want them to have fun in and around the water, and we want them to be safe while they do it.
So with the free life jackets and being able to be evaluated for their swim level, it sounds like you're really putting an increased emphasis on kids swimming, taking swimming lessons at some point, which not everybody has done.
Absolutely. And it's something that everyone should do. And I say that as someone who, as a child, took swim lessons at the YMCA in Salem. And I wouldn't have if it weren't important to my mom and my dad for me to do that. And I'm so thankful that they made sure that I did.
Now, it didn't work so well for me. First time I lived here, the methodology that my father used was to throw me in the South Umpqua River at age 2 and see if I made it.
Unfortunately, I have a similar story. My family my parents weren't close by when the lifeguard at the pool in the town we were living in tossed me in as my first swim lesson. I was like, no, that's not a way to make kids like water.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well for me as well. So we'll talk more about things happening at the Y when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Listen for Umpqua Valley Live later, looking at arts, entertainment, community events. Bob Hall is going to play some live music this afternoon. A lot of other things as well. On Mondays, inside Douglas County, behave yourself because we're going to have two judges on. Judge Robert Johnson and presiding judge Kathleen Johnson will talk about the Hope Drug Court and their graduation for this session, which will be early next week. We're focused on the YMCA of Douglas County and living a healthy living director Mickey Parger talking about all the things that are going on. And as things kind of ramp back up following the last few years, I know that you've got a number of classes and new things coming up.
Absolutely, yeah. There are hopefully some classes launching in April. I'm not 100% certain how they're going to play out, but I'm looking to bring back Tai Chi if all goes very well. And I've got some kids classes that I'm hoping to make happen. But coming up in March, I'm incredibly excited. We have an opportunity, thanks to a grant from the Pacific Power Foundation, to serve the veterans of Douglas County with a new class called Studio B Boxing with Robin Kovach. And it's the heavy bags and mitts and reaction training and circuit training. And it's going to be free to veterans inside or outside the Y, not non-members and members. There are limited spaces. Signups will start on Monday, the 20th. And hopefully, if all goes well, all 12 available spaces will be filled with veterans, and that will run throughout March for sure, and hopefully for several months beyond that. And if there are any spots left open on Monday the 27th, it will become available to members for a cost. But free to veterans. So if you are a veteran and you are hearing this and you are interested, call the Y on Monday morning.
Now, how many, is that once a week, or how's that going to work?
That's going to be Monday and Wednesday from 11 to 11:45.
Wow. So that's a whole new opportunity.
Yes, absolutely brand new.
Where did that idea come from?
I was aware of how important or how useful boxing is for health in a lot of ways, especially Parkinson's survivors or Parkinson's. Folks who are dealing with Parkinson's disease have shown tremendous gains boxing. Boxing's a wonderful exercise in general. And Robin Kovach was brought to my attention by several teachers. And the two of us got together and figured out that we could make this happen when we realized we had that grant available. It was an opportunity that we saw we could seize, and we seized it.
So there's probably other things out there you can't even talk about yet. It sounds like you're pretty actively planning more things and more expanded opportunities into some of the things that either the Y hasn't done or hasn't done, at least in recent times.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mostly can't talk about them. Ask me back on in a couple of months.
Periodically we leak information out on the radio, but I'm probably not going to get away with that today. So obviously, though, a shift and, an opportunity for people to get out there and do some things. You know, our weather is starting, finally, to improve to what people like more. And an opportunity, I think that kind of gets people out to exercise, but it can bring them into the Y as well when maybe during the midst of the winter they're not as motivated.
Oh, yeah. And you saying that reminded me, there is something I can talk about a little bit. We don't know when it will be available is the thing. There's a space in the Y outside the Y building. The Y is kind of like a U if you look at it from above. In between those two wings is a courtyard. We call it the courtyard. It's about 3,000 square feet. And we have a grant from the MJ Murdoch Foundation that to allow us to create an outside youth functional fitness space. So we're going to be turfing that and covering that. So it'll be a kind of like an indoor-outdoor space. It'll be shielded from the weather, but it'll be open to the air. And we're all very excited and very thankful to the MJ Murdoch Foundation to give us this opportunity because, as we all know now, especially having the opportunity to exercise outdoors is very beneficial.
And but any timeline on that?
I wish. No. I mean, we are in good shape. But of course, when it comes to outdoor construction of any kind, you're at the mercy of the weather. So I guess think good spring thoughts for us.
All right. So that's another thing that's coming up. Now, you've been at the Y this time, a short period of time. How recent?
As in, how long have I been in this role?
Right.
3 months. Not quite 3 months.
And but you worked at the Y also way back.
Indeed, yeah. When I moved here from Salem in 1993, I was working at the child care center at the Y in Salem and transferred here. So I was at the Y as a child care, you know, preschool teacher from 93 until I left to start my own family in 1997.
So what, along with a family, what are some of the other things you've done in between?
Oh, well, mostly I've been a belly dancer.
And how did you get into that?
I walked into Alter Egos, which was the costume shop at the time, and was looking for something. And the daughter of the woman who owns the place was waiting on me while her mom went to look for something, and said, "Have you ever considered belly dancing?" And she looked at my, and I was like, wow, I hadn't, but I didn't say it. And she looked at my face and said, "It's okay. Lots of older women do it." I was 33 at the time.
Yeah, that doesn't always work out when you say that in a sentence to somebody you don't know.
She was very young. I gave her a lot of grief about it over the years.
So you've done that for a long time, though.
18 years, yeah.
What do you get out of it?
Oh, community. I mean, back to the concept of health being the lots of different things. The belly dance community, any community, we all gather around our people. But the opportunity to get together with other people and move and laugh and talk. And I've been teaching for the last 12 years. And we perform at Spring Fair, at the Arts Festival, at other places around. I host a dance night at Oran Moore, the Meadery, 3 times a year. And it's just wonderful. Music, movement, people. Well, who could ask for anything more?
So as part of all these things that you are involved in, talk about this working to be a personal trainer.
Oh, yeah. So I was starting to think about a job. I had been teaching 5 times a week, and then 2020 happened and things kind of, you know, contracted. And then as opening up again, I thought, well, what do I want to do? And I heard that the YMCA was looking for personal trainers, which, by the way, is also part of my department. And so if you are interested in being a personal trainer, if you are a personal trainer and you would like to potentially work for the YMCA, again, give me a call. We do have 2 personal trainers there right now. But I started the process to study to be a personal trainer and certified nutrition coach, and I am still studying to be those things. When I heard the Healthy Living Department director job had come open, it encompassed almost all of my interests. And I thought, why not? Why not try and give it a shot? And apparently they thought I had something to offer.
And obviously a lot of work there, being a nutrition coach and a trainer. So essentially you've got to figure these things out for yourself and then show other people how to do some of the things you're doing.
Precisely. And I've always done that. I've always just been interested in healthy living in all kinds of ways, and I always have wanted to share that information. As I've learned things, I've passed them on to my dance students, and that's kind of where that concept that I could be a personal trainer came into my mind, because I'm already doing this without as much knowledge as maybe I'd like to have. Oh, here's a way for me to have more knowledge.
So why is healthy living important to you?
A dear friend of mine often says, and she probably stole this from someone else, we're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time. And it's a lot easier to have a good time if you feel at home in your body, and it is a lot easier to feel at home in your body if you have had enough sleep, eaten the right kinds of foods, moved the right kinds of ways, had the right kind of social interactions, been able to continue to be curious and intellectually motivated, learning new things. All of those things are part of what create healthy living. So it's not just cardio, and it's not just, you know, eating enough plants. It's a lot of other things as well, and I am interested in all of those things.
All right, Mickey Pargeter, the Healthy Living Director at the YMCA of Douglas County. If people want to get connected with you, what's your phone number over there?
541-440-9622, extension 217.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.